Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Joe, we'll toss it back to you.
Thank you, Woody, and appreciate that, as we still got a lot of stuff going on here. Rookies next week will report, which tells me coaches will be coming back here and getting everything all set up. And rookies first for, about a week before the veterans come in, and there'll be a lot of guys out there working, the guys still rehabbing to get healthy, and the defense going to have a brand new look to it, a lot of new faces on it, and then we'll see how quickly the rookie class can develop to have an impact on offense and defense. We'll see who's happy and who's not with contracts too. Probably should start with that one. We'll have Mike Florio on and we'll talk. By the way, interesting one, Woody, you just brought up to me, the Jordan Love contract. He's going to get a contract, end up having his second half of the season was by itself. I mean, his numbers went kind of there the first half. You're like, I don't know if he can play. And then all of a sudden, what's he got, 32 touchdowns there. And then goes to Dallas and gets a playoff win and plays well. So Jordan Love is gonna get a new contract. And so I wonder, who gets one done first, Love or Tua? I'm guessing both those guys want to get him done. Well, I know Tua does. I'm guessing Jordan Love's in the same boat before he takes another hit. Would like to have that guaranteed money, and not have to worry about that, getting an extension done. So
I still can't believe this has dragged on as long as it has. With all these other guys getting paid, it's a very strange deal here, man. So again, you got to take the Dolphins at face value what they say, that they buy into Tua. So they're teasing, by the way, the Tua non-believers, they're like teasing them.
Yes, that's true. I'm guessing there is an amazing amount of pressure, equal pressure, to get a deal done. It's real clear Tua doesn't want to play on this deal, this fifth-year option. And by the way, as much as it is, I had some, $23 million is not chump change. Yeah, but 100-and-something million guaranteed that you know is coming in got a whole different feel to it than 23. So he would like to get that done, obviously. And the team... It's hard for me to believe the team has gone this far and said, hey, we're working on getting something done. These deals will get done, but they take time. We're still communicating. So, you're not going to go out of your way to say all that stuff if you don't think at some point you can get the deal done. It's So it's today's what, July 10th? Is that what today is? Today is, July 10th.
Yeah, that's
10th.
Correct, yes.
Woody, ain't playing any, we're not playing any football today. Now, in a month we have this conversation and it's not looking good and it's starting to affect practice a little bit.
I just don't understand what the holdup is.
Well, it's money.
But it's that shouldn't really be an issue, though. Like,
guaranteed
you have, you
money.
Basically have the framework for what a deal should look like, right, to comparable players.
Yes, within a certain number. But.
And like Jeff, you know, you had Jeff Darlington yesterday. He was saying, you know, if Tua takes $3 million less or something like that than those other guys, is it really a big deal? And maybe it is to him.
Yes.
He shouldn't accept less than those other guys.
Well, it's his agent, too. He's leaning on this agent a lot. And the Omar's point that he always says, I think a lot of this has to do with guaranteed money. He's
yeah,
right.
I don't know.
I
but he's very comparable to Trevor Lawrence,
but
right?
But guaranteed
at the very
money,
least.
Like you can stuff that big number that you're doing if it's, I only care about the money that's guaranteed. So if it's $275 million, it sounds great, except you're talking 120 or 130 or 140 guaranteed of the 275. That's not what I'm thinking here. So it is like the team, it feels like the team wants to get a deal done, and we can get a deal done, and we want you to be the quarterback. But still got some things. Like, you're really good, and we know it, but you're not one of those top guys. I don't know. It's got a lot of different. I agree with everybody on both sides of this, you know. And everybody, by the way, you got to love this one because everybody's got an opinion on this one, right? From ripping the team to going, they're doing the right thing. They're not going to give in. He needs to play. We got people thinking he should play in the fifth-year option. I know we say that all the time. But, man, he is going, I look at what I did last year. I know I didn't win a playoff game. I know I didn't play great in the last three games. But I put up some really big numbers, and I don't want to hear about the Denver Broncos or like half my numbers. I don't want to hear that. So, be an interesting one. I'll give you another one. We got Mike Florio coming up. We'll talk to him about Jordan Love and Tua because it's not going away. But other one's really interesting. We go through the suspensions, right? Every year somebody gets suspended, and we wonder how long they're going to be out. We had a unique one because we had kind of a hit and run, right? On a freeway where a guy's going a stupid speed and then gets out of his car and takes off. And he's a really good player. Rashee Rice is really good. Kansas City Chiefs number one receiver a year ago, wide receiver a year ago, not tight end, but wide receiver. And really a good player who they didn't get rid of him because they know he's good. How long does he get suspended, Woody? How long? I know they go pretty strong on some other issues that pop up, but they haven't had one of these. Like, and it's all, and there's video of the whole thing, right? Got people taking video behind them in the cars and they're racing, and just a real stupid, immature thing to do. And by the way, he got real lucky that somebody didn't die. Because that would be a whole different ball game today.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't be playing. He might. They would have cut him. They would
have
cut him. Somebody dies, they would have cut him. Right?
Yeah. Well, he'd be in jail.
Yeah. What?
He should go to jail regardless, but
I
shouldn't have to play the result of something.
But the Kansas City Chiefs got to know, like, you know, and they got Hollywood Brown now and Xavier Worthy. It was one of their top picks. And,
That Mahomes can't catch a break with these guys, though.
No,
man. It is crazy.
And I got to tell you, that kid played great against us. Rashee Rice was.
He was pretty good.
He was good in Germany, yeah. And he was good at the end of the year. Didn't he have a 100-yard game, I think, in the cold weather? He put it on us here. And they don't have him. Like you're right. Mahomes must be going, my God.
So he was out of Wimbledon.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see he was.
He's on your trip,
he's
bro.
He's doing okay, man. Yeah, he's over there. Yeah. All right.
But that is an interesting one. I to answer your question, I have no idea. Because the NFL is all over the place with these things, right? Every time they come out with one of these, you're usually shocked one way or the other, right?
If I told you a half a season,
That seems fair.
It's got to be six games, doesn't it?
I mean, again, I think what he did is really serious. So I don't know how he's going to be punished. I don't know how people view these things.
Well,
I know they usually
leaving
kind
your
of let
car
these,
after an accident.
Yeah, but I know they usually kind of let these guys off and whatever. But
the
it would be nice to see him made an example of, but, you know.
Well, he should be, when he got out of that car and he had no idea when he took off that everybody in all those cars was okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a disgusting thing to do. It's despicable. And again, he should be severely punished and made an example of by the legal system. I don't care what the NFL does.
Well, what
but
do you
they should set a precedent where, hey, you do stuff like this, you're going to pay a serious price.
I'm guessing
he's not on a racetrack, man. He's on a highway.
Kansas City didn't get rid of him, so they're kind of like.
Well, they but should they get rid of him? Like that's not for them to decide, right?
If they, yeah, they could.
You
get
should
rid
let
of
it
him.
Play out. I mean, at least.
Anyway, we'll talk to Mike Florio.
Boy, the Chiefs
that.
Have a fun situation over there. They seem like they always got someone. Causing a problem over there.
The last one they had was head coach's
yeah.
kid.
Oh, yeah, right before the Super Bowl, right?
Right before.
Yeah.
That was the one they lost. That's Super Bowl they lost, if I'm not mistaken, right? They
was
did
it?
Lose one. I think was the one.
I have to look back.
All right, maybe I'm wrong on that one, but give you something to look at while I'm telling you about a couple of real special guys, Cohen and Judah, Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Man, I love talking about it. No, I'm not an attorney for a law firm, okay? But I could be. I could be for those two guys because that's what I think of them. I think they're really special guys. 33 years of experience. By the way, I always tell everybody this. One thing I really like is when you walk into their office, the names on the law firm will handle your case personally from start to finish. Small enough to handle fender benders, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies in South Florida. Harvey's the one that told me this. Hey, Joe, listen, I appreciate all the nice things. Just tell him to go to the website, CohenandJudah.com. See the reviews. See what people are saying about us. And I think they're going to be impressed and want to make a change in a lot of cases. By the way, there's a lot of unhappy clients. Speaking of that, I want to talk to you about broken promises. If you've been injured in an accident and you hired a law firm that just doesn't seem to make you a priority that you're not real happy about, call Cohen and Judah. For a free second opinion on your injury case. Really that easy. All right? If you're not getting the treatment you thought you'd get when they're all excited and calling and reaching out and couldn't wait to take care of you and all of a sudden you don't seem to be a priority and they don't even get back to you, they can't even communicate with you, Harvey and Gary got great communication skills and they'll talk to you and walk you through the whole thing and won't give up on you, man, till they get it done for you. That's what they do. Handle from start to finish. Go to CohenandJudah.com. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-FAIR-FEE. Do your homework and then go right to Cohen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper. And people yell,
come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And Judah.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Getting ready to go on vacation and joining us still this week, and we always appreciate it, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Doing great, Joe. How are you, buddy?
Man, I'm hanging in there. Thanks, Mike. Always stuff going on. I got a bunch of stuff here. Seeing a lot of guys working out. We have a hill over here that's kind of famous where a lot of guys, high school, college, and pro guys were working out. I got to start with a crazy one with you because I was asked. He's a lot of guys know him and grew up with him down here. Antonio Brown. Is he a Hall of Famer after he put up big numbers, but he's been, as you know, I'm going to put it nicely, that he's had mental health issues instead of calling him crazy and dysfunctional. But what are your thoughts on Antonio Brown in the Hall of Fame for what he's done?
Well, you know, one of the realities is we're in an age of football where plenty of players will be racking up big stats. I think he's got a compelling case to be made. The problem is, at the end of the day, it's human beings that cast these votes. Look what they did to Terrell Owens. Shamefully made him sit for multiple years and came up with some of the most ridiculous excuses I've ever seen. Gary Myers and I got into this back when it was happening. Just shameful, ridiculous, implausible crap to throw on a guy to justify voting no. Chris Carter had to wait longer than he should have because Chris Carter was brusque and didn't really care for a lot of people in the media, so they had their chance to get back at him. That's the problem with having human beings vote on these awards. When you've got all different shapes, sizes, and types of players in the same bucket, it becomes very easy to exercise discretion in a way that punishes someone you don't like. And the challenge is to set that aside and make the decisions based upon what the guy did on the field. And it really wasn't until late in his career that it became disruptive.
Yeah.
The Steelers held it together for a long time, and he really was a great player. And you're right. What is it that's caused him to behave the way he has? At the end of the day, as far as the NFL is concerned, as it relates to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, none of that is supposed to matter. There are plenty of guys who got in who shouldn't be in if we start looking at what kind of guy they were away from the field.
Yeah. All right. So I got to get back to that other topic that we keep everybody locally and nationally in business with the Tua Tagovailoa. I'm just curious with the Jordan Love thing. You expect that thing, his contract, to get done sometime before or during camp?
I think they'll get it done before camp. Look, there's going to be a challenge in coming up with the right number, the right structure for a guy who had half of a season that was really, really good. But I think the Packers are ready to make that bet that this is the guy they want. And really, what's the alternative? He's getting paid $11 million this year under the two-year contract he did last year, and the Packers recognize this is a guy who's potentially going to be the next great player in that line that goes from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to now Jordan Love. And remember this, too. It's very easy to do a contract that creates a headline that gets people to say, he's the highest-paid player in NFL history. It all comes down to how it's put together to give the team an exit if it wants to move on. If it decides after another year or two or three, it's time to go in a different direction. Remember, it was just, 2 years ago, Derek Carr got this big contract, and everybody who covers the NFL rushed to Twitter, and, oh, it's $40 million a year, and look at all these guarantees. Yeah, and there was a escape hatch that the Raiders constructed after one season, and they used it. That's really the key. You can make Jordan Love one of the highest paid players in football on paper, and you can still protect yourself in the event that he ends up not playing well this year or next year. You can move on. And that's the same thing the Dolphins can do with Tua Tagovailoa. That's the thing to remember. You can come up with a contract that looks great, but also protects the team in the event of the kind of regression that makes them say, we got to find somebody else.
Yeah, guaranteed dollars, man. I know Omar always hits the guaranteed money and doesn't look at the big numbers on these contracts and looks at the small print as far as the guarantees on this thing as well. So I got to ask you why we're talking about quarterbacks. This Brett Favre thing and the Mississippi welfare. Now, apparently defamation lawsuit against Shannon Sharpe for a second time. Does he have any shot to win that? I know we got to be careful what we say about Brett Favre and stuff, because I guess he paid the money back, right? The $1.1 million speaking fees were paid back. Is he off the hook, though, completely now with everything in Mississippi, or are they still going after him for anything?
They had sued him for the interest on the money. He paid back the money without interest, and that sparked a civil lawsuit. He's never been accused of any criminal wrongdoing. There have been indictments in this broader $77 million Mississippi welfare fraud situation. Favre has never been accused of any crime. Favre has said he didn't know where the money came from. There's been some text messages that indicate that Favre even said, hey, I want to know that all this money is coming from legal sources. So there were a couple of different media personalities, both Pat McAfee and Shannon Sharpe, who had some things to say about Favre. And there was a little recklessness and a little carelessness in the things that Sharpe said, and that sparked this defamation lawsuit. Now, it's always a risky thing to sue someone for defamation, especially when you're a public figure. You're opening your whole life up to scrutiny, and Favre has done some things in the past that you could argue would be fair game in showing how much damage was actually done to his reputation, because yeah, that's the key. You have to determine what the person's pre-existing reputation was. And thanks to the incident with the Jets that came to light in 2010, his reputation was not pristine. So, what happens is people who have money and people who get pissed decide they're going to use the legal system as a weapon when someone says something about them that they don't like. So I would have never done it if I was him. And as of right now, it comes down to whether or not the judges that were assigned this appeal decide that what Sharpe said was just rhetoric and hyperbole, or whether it potentially can become the basis for a defamation case. And if Favre wins, it goes back to court and it works its way through the whole court system. And I wouldn't want that hanging over me if I was Brett Favre. Roger Clemens went through something like that years ago. You file that defamation lawsuit and it can cause a whole host of other problems when it's time to go testify and deal with the aftermath of the case you started.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got to ask, I saw Rashee Rice up twice last year with Kansas City, just chewed up the Dolphins, played really, really well for a rookie. Now Kansas City's kind of waiting, even though they've got themselves Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy, a guy they drafted. We have any idea what's going to happen, and does the league owe it to Kansas City to make some kind of decision on suspension or not?
Well, the league won't do anything when it comes to an unpaid suspension under the personal conduct policy until the criminal case is resolved. The question is, if Rice, for example, doesn't plead guilty or no contest or enter a diversion program or whatever it would be that would resolve the case before the regular season starts, would the NFL put Rashee Rice on the commissioner exempt list? That's the way to take a guy who otherwise would be on the field week one, NBC, 30 million people, Ravens, Chiefs, and Mike Tirico would have to acknowledge, check the box, point out that Rashee Rice is playing despite being a defendant in a case with 8 different felony charges arising from this horrific racing that got people injured back in March. So the league, I think, is either going to, if the case is over, suspend him before the start of the season or put him on the commissioner exempt list while the case plays out. I'd be surprised if he's available to the Chiefs when the season starts. And they're standing behind him because, look, he made a huge impact right away. He picked up the offense faster than Tyreek Hill did as a rookie.
Yes, he did.
So they see a trajectory for him that puts him in that category of clear number one guy. That's one of the big reasons why he stayed, and they had a defensive lineman who got arrested a couple of times, and he was a fringe player, and what happened with him? He's gone. That happens in every sport at every level. I'm not saying it's right, but that's what happens. You look the other way, you find a way to justify and excuse the behavior of somebody who is a key part in what you're trying to do as a football team, and that's win games.
I You have any kind of feel? This is a little bit different. We have seen some bad ones and people speeding have killed people and they're in prison right now. He got lucky that way, but he did run from this thing. Do you see a half a season? Would that surprise you or more?
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me. Look, Cameron Sutton just got 8 games, and he entered a diversion program on misdemeanor domestic violence charges. Now, it was 10 years ago that the NFL was forced to take a much harder line about domestic violence as a result of the Ray Rice case. But these are 8 felonies, and he hasn't even been charged yet for leaving the scene of an accident involving injuries. I'm kind of confused to this day as to why that charge wasn't added, because that's the easiest one to make, because there's video of him walking away from the car after this accident happened where people were injured. So, look, this is a serious situation, and I think the one thing that we need to keep in mind, and look at what happened to Kyrie Jackson and his 2 high school teammates over the weekend. They died in an accident that might have involved alcohol. You know, when you go out and race among other cars in excess of 110 miles an hour, whatever the specific number was that they found, it was a very high rate of speed, and the video is stunning when you see it. Just because you get lucky and you don't kill anybody, that doesn't make it okay. We're trying to deter the behavior that when you roll the dice with someone's life, sometimes you get lucky and sometimes someone gets killed. And I don't think the punishment should be driven by whether or not you got lucky in that situation. I think a lot of times it is, but I think if we really want to deter the behavior that leads to sometimes somebody getting killed, we shouldn't make excuses or exceptions because, well, you know, thank God nobody got killed. Well, they could have gotten killed. And I think that's the thing that needs to be taken seriously by the NFL when something like this happens.
Yeah, it's going to be always wondering what's going to happen with that one. So I'll leave you with this one. We started talking about it a little bit yesterday. Bills, Jets, and Finns. Man, I look at the Bills, and they still have Josh Allen, and he has just torched the Miami Dolphins since he's been in the league. You lose a Gabe Davis and especially Stephon Diggs, who, again, another guy's played great against the Miami Dolphins. It just looks close. If Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy, how do you look at the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins right now on paper before the year starts?
This really triggers Jets fans, but I don't know how many are listening to a Miami show, and it's not like it would stop me. Anyway, we could be on WFAN right now, and I'd say this. Aaron Rodgers has played 4 snaps of regular season football since January of 2023. They played 3 games in 10 days to start the season. There was something he did recently where he spoke of playing 17 games as if it's a given. This guy's 40. There aren't many guys that have played at a high level in the year where they turned 41. Not many can make it. And, you know, I think he's got to consider restricting his style and his mobility, because when you get to that age and you start kicking in those muscles in your lower half of your body to try to generate maximum speed, that's when things start to pop and strain and rebel against you. So I look at some of these guys they've added. You know, it's veteran players with recent injury histories. And you got to have a lot of things go your way to keep a team healthy for 17 games. I think that's a big concern for the Jets. And if I'm a Dolphins fan, I am concerned about Josh Allen and the Bills because, you know, they moved on from Stephon Diggs, but what did he do the last half of the season? They've had a full year now to get Joe Brady up to speed as the offensive coordinator, and Josh Allen's one of the top 2 quarterbacks in the NFL. I think the Bills are going to be a force to be reckoned with in the AFC East, and I think it's going to come down to them and the Dolphins again.
Yeah, going to be an interesting one. Jets won 7 games, and, man, I mean, they had no offense last year. Got to see that, and the Patriots' offense was just not very good. Mike, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on today, man. Take care of yourself. Have a great vacation.
Thanks, Joe. See you, pal.
All right, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joining us, and just hitting him with a few things that are going on here as we continue on, and got a lot more stuff coming up here on the show before we say goodbye today. But, Aaron Rodgers got a lot of pressure on him. He is right about that.
I suppose. By the way, I don't know, you stole my thing about Rashee Rice. The great minds think alike, right? You want a couple of texts?
They ain't cutting them.
No, I know. But they should make an example out of them.
I got to quit doing that. Does it see?
What?
Every time a guy goes, that guy played really well against the Dolphins. Rashee
Rice. Plays well against the Dolphins, bro.
He was.
Except for the Broncos. Everyone's fine. All right. The Broncos started playing better after that game, though.
They damn near got back to 500. Yeah. There we go. They suck. Don't read into that. And I go, don't read into it. They got a whole – they beat some good teams.
Texter from the 386 says Tua can take his numbers and wipe his ass with them. They're worthless. We want wins. They should build into the contract. So much money guaranteed if you win in December and if you win a playoff game.
His numbers.
And throw for, oh, he added on and throw for over 300 yards with temperatures under 50 degrees.
Yeah, but that's the 300. I get the point, though, that he did not play. His numbers the last three games were not good enough. And look, I heard both sides. Well, his receivers were. Well, listen, man, you got to get it done with the receivers you have, right? You have to.
It's not a terrible idea, though. You put in the contract, if you win a Super Bowl, you get $1 billion.
These guys aren't doing that. You want to throw in some incentive money, but they're not going to, boy, you can think pay half my salary if I win
a
playoff
game. Shot.
So it's so funny. We sit here and we talk about, you know, the frustration I'll win a playoff game, and they're going, we won 11 games. I go, 11 games is empty, though, if you don't win a playoff game. Then win 10 and win a playoff game, I'll feel better.
540 says, Joe, I hate you can't work out without interruptions. My grandson could make you look like an NFL super agent if you could spread his name around. He's in sixth grade now, and I can already tell, so you have time.
What's that for my walk? Is that go
yeah,
back?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't say the guy's name, so it's not a big deal.
You know the guy? You know his name?
He said his name to me.
Hmm.
It was just weird that he came up to me and said, you got a second. I thought he was going to ask me a question.
He did ask you a question. He asked you to call Mario Cristobal.
He did, but first he asked me to do the phone and said, you got a second, look at these highlights. He went to the park to find me. I guess he's going to walk anyway because got to pay a few bucks to get in. And he had like 10 or 11 highlights, 12 highlights. I go, no, that's good. That's good, good. He's good. What do you think? Well, those are great. Those are called highlights. He's a good player. And then I always get that one. Well, he's not getting recruited like, you know, a lot of people think he should. And we think it's the coach. Transfer. Everybody else transfers. If it's a coach, if it's a system, if it's playing time, they're transferring as we speak. I feel kids right now transferring. They're transferring from good schools because there's too many good receivers and they're going to another school. But they still want to be on a good team. Because you don't want to go to a bad team, because in your mind, nobody's going to find you over there because you can't put up good numbers if you're on a bad team.
Before we break, where are you working out today? Just so people know.
I'm going to be at Vista View later today.
Is that the mountain you walk on?
As long as there's no lightning and thunder.
I know you're afraid of lightning, by the way. You're not afraid of much, but the lightning, it bothers you.
Plus, a guy just died there a few days ago, a 19-year-old.
Got hit by lightning?
I told you, at Vista View.
Oh, yeah, it's right. Wow.
That'll get your attention.
Yeah, but you were afraid of lightning before that.
But no, to the point, I like to walk, and if somebody just wants to talk.
Will you be going, you will take your walking indoors if need be?
Today, no.
I just want to know if people can find you if they want
to
show
you
something.
Why are you like that? Why do you do that?
I encourage people to approach you in public, by the way.
I don't mind if somebody comes
up
and says hello.
I know, because you'll be nice. But I don't want to study pictures, autographs, videos, whatever it is they need you to do.
I can't do anything for anybody's career.
Well, that's not true.
In football, high school football. I cannot.
But that's not really true.
What do you mean?
I mean, if you really wanted to help the guy, you could have.
Wasn't going to call Mario Cristobal and ask.
No, but you could have helped. You could have called Blue.
Well, I did throw Blue's name in there, actually.
Yeah, but you didn't. I mean, you could have done it yourself.
I didn't take his phone number, though. I didn't go, hey, I'll get Blue to give you a call, because that's terrible to do to Blue, and Blue knows every kid. Anyway.
In theory, you could have called Mario.
We still got Haywood.
Take your call.
We still got Haywood coming up.
We do.
All right, so Haywood Highsmith, Miami Heat, going to join us next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.